Welcome to the Attic Podcast, the podcast created in a attic. Did you ever ask yourself if your attic isn't the place you store too much stuff? I do. With you in this podcast, I will empty my bag. Or rather, my attic. Enjoy! Welcome to the Attic Podcast, the podcast created in a attic. Did you ever ask yourself if your attic isn't the place you store too much stuff? I do. With you in this podcast, I will empty my bag. Or rather, my attic. Enjoy! Late 2020, I gave myself the challenge to watch one movie per day during 2021. So each week I will debrief with you about all the movies seen during the week. Everyone, today it's the seventh week. Okay, so this week I watched Benjamin Button, My Girl 2, Thor the Dark World, Bruce Springsteen Born to Run, The Minimalist, The New Zealand, and Who Killed Michael Jackson. So, first one, Benjamin Button. It's a well-known movie. Well, the story is about a man he aged differently than us. I mean, he aged in the opposite of us. Like, he started his life as an old age and finished it as an infant. And this is what the story is about. You see him as an old man and, you know, being in a... He is in a home for old people, and you see it through his life, and finished up with his wife by being a baby. So it's funny to see, but it's also a good lesson to learn. I mean, I don't know how to describe my feeling about this movie, just say that you have to watch it, and I don't know, you know, it's... I think everyone would take a lesson from this, a different one for everyone, and yeah, it's just a good lessons about the time and how we spend our life, and if we waste too much time, we're gonna lose everything we wanted at first, and well, you know, don't waste your time, don't waste your life, and. It was also a good thing. I was looking at it and saying, you know, it could be great if we age in the opposite way as usual, starting as an age people, as an old people, and you know, being wise first, and then become a child. It could be interesting. It's too bad we can't choose how we want to age, you know, if we want to do it on the usual way or in the opposite way. Yeah, I don't know, it could be funny. The second one is My Girl 2. So, naturally, it's a sequel from My Girl. This time I didn't watch the first one because I already saw it many times, and the first one is really tough, so I didn't want it to cry again and again, naturally. So if you are a bit sentimental, yeah, you may be quiet on the first one. But so the second one is a sequel. All the same characters. The main one is Vida. It's a little, I would say a little girl, but no. She's a teenager in this one. And you follow her in her adventure during summer, and you know, basically it's about all the problem a teenager can face, and I would say this one is much more lighter than the first one, so, but you know, I would not say watch this and not the first one. You have to watch the first one to understand the story. Basically, so Vida is in the first one is a little girl. She lives in a small city. You follow her during summer And she got bored because her dad is a funeral director, so he's always busy and she's alone. And then a woman came into her life because her dad is searching for a makeup artist, and this woman arrived with a mobile home, mobile home, and she I don't know, she became like a model figure for Vida, and yeah, basically, I don't know, you will just watch it because it's a wonderful movie. And in the second one, you follow her with the same other person of her life, and you see just navigating through teenage and well, yeah, it's a good one too, but I prefer the first one. But this one is more lighter than the other one. There's less drama, if we can say it that way. After that, I watch Thor: The Dark World. Basically, I don't remember what the story is about because the Thor universe is clearly not my thing. I never get into it. I don't like Thor. That's it. I don't like him, so I watch it because it's the second one in the it's the in the order how to you have to watch to understand everything. The other you have to watch the Marvel movies. This one it was the next one, and basically each time it was about Thor, I was like, oh no, please, can I skip this one? But I didn't skip it in case it was a great one or in case it was relevant for the other I was watching after that. But basically, I didn't like it. I got lost in the action, and yeah, like the previous one, the Avengers, I was all the time watching the timing to see when it will be done, you know, when the movie will end. So I don't know. I just don't. I don't like Thor. I don't know why, but it's not. I mean, it's because it's from the Greek universe, and you know, I'm not a big fan of this. So naturally, I didn't get along with this one. After that, I watched Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run. That basically, it's the movie about the life of Bruce Springsteen. I don't know why I watch it now, because I read his book after, much more after it. And most of the time I read the book first and then I watch the movie relate to it. But in this case, I don't know why. Maybe because it was on TV or I saw it in my suggestions, I don't know. But I watched it. I didn't pay that much attention, and I'm a little bit ashamed of it. But maybe I should rewatch it now because I read his book, and basically his book is, I don't know, 800 pages maybe. So it's long, but he's old, so naturally he has a lot to tell. But I remember more detail about his life from the book than from the movie, you know? And I think you need to, no, you don't need to, but it's easier and it's touch you more if you read the book before, because in his book he explained everything in details and you saw all the pain behind, all the joy behind each event of his life. So it makes more sense when you watch the movie after that. And then I watch The Minimalism. Basically, it's the I don't know if you know the movement around the minimalist or the how we call that the project around it, but what minimalism is about. So basically, it's a documentary of Josh Raphael Maybelles and Ryan Nicodemus. They called themselves the minimalists, and I'm not saying they start the movement or they invented them, but clearly they made a business around it. So, you know, so they didn't found the minimalist principle of minimalist, but yeah, they create a business, but they create so many tools around minimalist to help people get with the, how do you call that? When I say the garbage or the trash, it's the, basically the things that didn't bring joy to your life. That's how they call it. How I get to it, it's because we were watching on YouTube some video from people who own tiny houses, and one of the girls say, I started wanting a tiny house since I watched the minimalism. And so basically minimalism is living with less, and it doesn't mean you have to get rid of everything in your life. It just means that you basically you go through maybe your clothes and look at them and see which one you wear all the time because it's your favorite, and the one you didn't wear any time because you don't really liked it, but you bought it on an impulse in sometimes in your life, or so, or you don't like them anymore maybe. But basically it would mean you would look at those things and say, which one really brings me joy, which one I really love, and basically you keep only the clothes that are your favorite. So when it really talks to me, because I was like, yeah, so basically I will wear all the time my favorite clothes, and it sounds really appealing for me, you know, like, yeah, life is too short to wear clothes you don't like or you don't look good on it, you know. And you do this with basically everything in your life. You don't have to, you know, like, if you watch a documentary, you will not hear this, but if you listen to some of them podcasts or their podcasts, it's called the Minimalist Podcast, so it's really simple. But basically, in each podcast, they say they have some mantra, like, love people and use things because the opposite never works. That's so true. Or they say things like, there's no should, there's only could. So you don't should go through the things in your life and get rid of the ones you don't use. But you could. And, you know, I'm not considering myself since then I watched this, I don't consider myself now as a minimalist, but I tried the method, and clearly it helps. And I get, the first things I did, it was really easy. I go to my clothes, my wardrobe, and I was like, okay, did I wear this? No, but I keep it because I am sentimental attached to it. And basically, in the end, I had a big bag of clothes that I don't wear anymore, or they are too small, or they are worn out. And so the one I'm not really sentimental attached to it, I just put it on Vinted. And they are not sold yet, you know, but I sold some of them, so it's okay. But they are not in my wardrobe. So this is some clutter that are not in my vision every day. So I have more space for the things that I love. And I gain so much space in my wardrobe. Not to put more clothes on it, but just to have a clear vision of what I have. You know, so I was like, oh, I forgot that I had this t-shirt. Because it was put in the back of the wardrobe. Because the other I don't wear anymore was in front, you know. So, and you can do the same thing with everything else. And we do the same thing in the kitchen. And sometimes I go through my kids' stuff and I look at it. And, you know, I can't wear off some things like project from school or basically other things I am emotionally attached to it. I can't get rid of. But I know that maybe one day I will. So for now, I keep it. And those, I was like, why I just keep this one? And I know why. It's because back then when I buy it, or 1 or 2 years after I buy it, I was still attached to it. And if I was getting rid of, I was like, okay, I w just waste my money. You know, it's like if I just, maybe I should have resold it or not, but I was too lazy to make a value thing. How we call that in English? You know, when you sold things in front of your house, you know what I mean. And so now I just, some of them I trash it and put it in a recycle bin, and some of them I put them on Vinted. But I grab all the things I wanted to sold on Vinted or anywhere else, and I put it in the same place in just a room, and basically it's the storage room. It's not my attic, but you know, it's just a place, a room I don't use, where all the clutter that are unsold stay there until they are sold it, you know? And yeah, for me, it's not the documentary who took me there to this state of mind of just try to sort the things in my life. It's yeah, basically in the documentary you heard the story of Josh and Ryan, and you saw other people who live with less now or live in smaller house, or they get rid of everything of their own, and they just travel the world with a backpack and something. It's the extreme kind of minimalist, but you can be a minimalist on your own level, you know, like me. I can get, yeah, I did, but I can get rid of most of my books because I love books. I love collecting books. So, yeah, maybe I am a clutter, but I know that this is one thing that I'm not ready for now, but maybe one day I would sell my books and donate some of them. But basically, just after that, I started listening to the podcast of Ryan and Josh, and they talk about many aspects in life, and they give resources, you know, to help you. And people, the listener, send them some advice or some, you know, some tips they found on the discover by themselves. They just share it on the podcast, so maybe it would help other people. And I found it really nice. And for once, it's also another podcast with advertising, and they made a lot of advertising for themselves, you know, for not for sold their books or something, but clearly they want you to subscribe on Patreon. But well, you don't have to if you don't want to. I never subscribe on it. I just listen to the free podcast, and it's enough for me because it's long enough, and it had value to myself, and it makes me think, and it makes me think about my life and all the aspects they are talking about. And yeah, sometimes I'm just like, yeah, I never get rid of this thing. Maybe I should consider it or something. But you know, basically minimalism is not get rid of things. That's what people think. But no, it just makes space in your life and just keep in your life the things that you are really attached to it, so you can live with it every day. You know, like if you have a lot of pencil, why you don't just keep the one you love the most? And it's one of the things I did after that is I look at my pen and I'm just like, basically, I use this pen all the time because I love it, and the other are just the just in case my favorite doesn't work. And just I look at it on Amazon or something, and I found my favorite pen, and I just buy 2 or 3 more of my favorites, and I get rid of the other that I never use. So if my favorites stop working, I have other favorites. Kind of pen that are still there for me. So basically, my life is you got That's what I think. Since I started minimalizing my life, in my life I get less frustrated. So if I don't know if minimalism is for you, but I gave it a chance. I took it what was good for me, and what was not, what doesn't resonate it to me, I just let it go. And yeah, that is also a thing that people, that the Moyen and Josh said is another mantra, but let it go is not something you do, it's something you stop doing. And yeah, you stop worrying, you stop thinking too much about something, you just let go. And same thing with there's another quote I love really much, is you can't change the people in your life, but you can change the people in your life. I don't know if you will understand, but just think about it. And that's so true. So basically, it was this documentary and the not the knowledge, but I started getting interested in Ryan and Josh movement, and it was a kind of life changing, because today I still use some of their value. I start looking at my life and keep only the things that have value to my life. I still listen to them podcast. It just, yeah, it's a really good one. I don't regret it at all. I watched the second documentary too, Less Is Now. But that's not what I love the most about them. The documentaries is not what I enjoy the most. Clearly, it's the podcast most of the time. The other day, I saw the book, their first book. If you don't like podcasts or documentary, you can read that book. It's a little one with all the principle, and I would not say the rules, because there's no rules, there's no should, but how they did and how you can become a kind of minimalist if you want. There's a small book, so it's a little bit like a Marie Kondo book. You know, it's really small, and you, yeah, it's easy to read, and it helps having a better, I'm gonna say a better life, because your life is maybe not bad, but you know, a lighter life, so a life with more meaningful things. And for me, it's, yeah, my life is lighter since then. So I will stop here because I talk too much about them, but really, it's like kind of life changing, the minimalist. After that, I watched a documentary about the New Zealand, and I wouldn't speak a lot about it because basically it's a commentary about the country. So I don't remember, I think just the name was just the New Zealand. It was a French one. So I was always been fascinating about this country, you know, because it's I don't know if you remember, but there was a big trend at the time, back since, I don't know, 2016 or 17, when people, all the people around me wanted in their life, once in their life, go to New Zealand. Like it was the biggest goal in their life. It was a big trend around it. I don't know why, but there's times like this when there's a big trend around one specific country, and you're like, why this one? You know? And because when you go to New Zealand, yeah, there's a lot of really beautiful national parks and nature and things you don't see in Belgium, for example. But, you know, basically, Australia is also really special, and it's just next to it. So why the train was not on Australia, you know? And yeah, I want to go to New Zealand one day, so I'm like everyone. But it's not one of my biggest goals. I just know that New Zealand is beautiful, like all the other country in the world. So it's not on the first one of my list. But if I have once the opportunity to go there, I will. And also because the is there where Hobbiton is. So, you know, as a fan of the Hobbits, I have to go there. But yeah, the you know, I think I wanted to go there before the trend, because I watched the Hobbits and I watched the the BTS of the movie, and I was like, wow, I know why they filmed that, because I thought the movie was filming in America, like most of them, maybe in Canada or something, but no, it was in New Zealand. I was like, why New Zealand? We don't speak about New Zealand in the movie industry. But when you saw all the landscape, you're like, wow, why that more movie are filming there, you know? Yeah, it's beautiful, just beautiful, and yeah. It's I don't know. There's a big trend, but now the trend is seems like over. I don't know why. I know it's, you know, it's a beautiful country, but it looks like also like a really, really wide country, and I'm pretty sure there's a lot of I'm not sure of the word in English, but it's like old tribu there, you know, like Amerindian, I don't know, no, Amazonian, oh no, or Amerindian tribu, I don't know how we call them, but you know, it's really wild there, so I think this is not really industrialized like here, and you know, like the Indian in America, it's kind of there's a some independent tribu there than some. Yeah, I don't know how to explain it, but for me, these countries sound really wild, and it's not, it doesn't really afraid me. It just, it would be so interesting to learn from them. And for the conclusion, no, during this week I watched Who Killed Michael Jackson. I think it's the documentary where I don't know if this is this one or the, or not, but this there was a lot of rumors and yeah, I don't know. The people talk a lot about this one when they get out. I think it's basically the documentary where they accuse his doctor to kill to have killed them, killed him. And I'm not a big fan of Michael Jackson, but I was just interesting to watch it. And when he died in 2008 or 9, I think it's 8, I'm not sure. He, I watched a documentary on a famous channel in Belgium about his life, and I have so much compassion for him. I was only 10 at that time, I think. I was so much compassion for him because basically when I was a kid, everyone around me, people who doesn't know him naturally, doesn't know his story, said, "Oh, Michael Jackson, this singer, he's a pedophile," and I was like, "What? Okay, I hate him. He's weird, and he afraid me a little bit because he was so pale, so white, like a ghost." And when I saw the documentary about him when he died, I was like, "What? He was black at first?" And I had so much compassion because he became white just to not look like his dad. And I was like, "Oh my God, so many childhood wound." And also because he is sick, he has a skin sickness. So I was just like, why people call him pedophile? Yeah, he was accused of it, and we know after that that it was the parent of the kid who said that, who just wanted some money from him. And basically, in my eyes, Michael Jackson back then was just a little kid who never grew up. That's why he had Neverland. And in this one, when people try to understand the mystery around his death, I was like, you know, still today I don't know what to think. It just doesn't surprise me if his death was staged, if it was murder. I would not surprise me if someday we found out. It would never surprise me because basically he was so naive and so rich that a lot of people wanted just his money and wanted to make money on his back and on his death. Just look at everything after his death, who was sold on his name, a movie, some lot of music, and yeah, and many other movies, and it's just a big money industry, and I'm just so sick of it. It's just so disgusting. Yeah, I will stop here. So this episode is finished now. I hope you liked it. I hope you enjoyed listening to my point of view of all these movies. If you want to discuss it, don't hesitate on Instagram or send me an email with the address down below. And if you have any suggestions again about the movie I should watch, listen or not, just send it to me. I'm open to everything. And yeah, have a nice week. See you soon. Bye.